was going to do this, right?
Yes.
This number four.
Okay, vote?
Yes, you can.
25063.
Sorry, thank you.
So would you identify yourself and tell your name?
Yes, Chief Christopher Perry, last name P-E-R-R-Y.
Thank you.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay, so Perry, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, my denial is based off suitability factors. There was nothing in the background that was a legal disqualifier. The suitability factors in question are an extensive criminal history, sporadic use of drug and alcohol, and a graphic threat that was lobbied to the sitting U.S. president at the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to object right from the outset, please, to any mention of any criminal history because he has no criminal record.
Due to a pardon?
It doesn't really matter, but he doesn't have a criminal record. We don't have to discuss it. And the board should not be hearing any evidence pertaining to a criminal record because he doesn't have one.
I would just like to contest the fact that none of the criminal history is disqualifying by itself. It just speaks to the suitability. He did receive a pardon.
Just for the record, though, he has no criminal history, correct?
Correct. He has a clean criminal history.
Thank you.
There's some reference dated May 9th, 2024, pistol permit involvement. Do you know what that refers to?
No, pistol permit involvement?
I have that in quotes in my notes.
His application, likely.
That's simply the application?
The application, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's by when he applied. But as the issuing authority indicated on their questionnaire, he has no criminal record. Therefore, there shouldn't be any discussion of that today.
Yeah, Chief, what he's saying is you can't use erased records. So if you have case reports or anything that would be erased by law, you can't refer to it unless, of course, you were part of the investigation at the time and you had personal knowledge, or you had a witness here that had personal knowledge. You mentioned a pardon. If you have a pardon, that's not erased. Protective orders, things like that are not erased.
So I can reference anything listed on the pardon?
Anything that's not erased by law, and yeah, the pardon. I think the attorney would agree with me there. The pardon would be...
Well, the pardon details the pardoned arrests.
Clearly.
The charges.
Could I please see what you're talking about, if you have some documentation?
Again, it was in the packet, but yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I have a physical copy of the pardon itself?
Well, apparently the appellant provided that with his application.
Yeah, you can definitely... That document is not excluded. I think everyone agrees.
Right.
You can ask the appellant about it if you like. I'm not going to try...
I wasn't aware of it.
I'm not going to try to make your case for you, but that's...
No, I just want to make sure I can speak to what we have in the case file.
So I have nothing further as far as an opening statement. Thank you.
On May 6, 2024, the appellant applied for a local pistol permit with the Newington Police Department. Upon investigation into the appellant's suitability, I discovered several issues that came to my attention. None of these issues legally disqualify the appellant for possessing a pistol permit, but they do bring into question the suitability. In 1999, pursuant to the certificate of pardon I have in front of me, the appellant was arrested and found guilty of possession of less than 4 ounces of marijuana and credit card fraud. In 2005, the appellant was arrested and found guilty of larceny 6th degree. In 2006, the appellant was arrested and found guilty of possession of narcotics, violation of probation, and burglary 3rd degree. In 2007, the appellant was arrested and found guilty of 2 counts of violation of probation. In 2010, the appellant was arrested and found guilty of reckless endangerment. And again, the appellant received a full pardon on February 5th, 2024. In 2016, I have a case report here that shows Middletown PD responded to a location in their town for a report of a possible overdose. Officers located the appellant unresponsive, and when they tried to wake him up, he was making a snoring-type noise. Middletown PD administered 1 dose of Narcan, and the appellant almost immediately woke up. The appellant denied using drugs that night, but admitted to injecting heroin in the past. The appellant was transported to Middlesex Hospital for treatment. On April 17, 2022, the appellant sent the following email to whitehouse.gov. I pray every day that Biden dies a horrible death for what he's done to this country. So how do you decide to feed my kids or pay my bills? I want to see someone kill this piece of shit. JFK his ass ASAP. I'd do it myself if I could get away with it. Piece of shit liar. I hope he dies, and I pray all of America could see it, because the people of this country deserve to see his throat ripped out and him bleed to death on the floor. I'd do it with my bare hands if I knew I wouldn't get in trouble, and I'm only no one but a family man trying to do my best to not raise liberals. Conservatives is the only way of life. The New Haven office of the Secret Service was tasked to initiate an investigation into this threatening correspondence. Secret Service agent Justin Hansen was assigned to investigate the case. I was unable to make contact with Agent Hansen during my investigation, but I did make contact with Agent Troy Foster out of the New Haven Secret Service office. He provided documentation related to Agent Hansen's investigation. Agent Foster provided me with Agent Hansen's formal investigative notes, which is included in the packet. I requested both Agent Hansen and Agent Foster to be present today to testify, but both were on assignment and could not attend. On April 28, 2022, Agent Hansen made multiple attempts to contact the appellant, but those attempts were met with negative results. Agent Hansen was able to make contact with the appellant's wife, who stated she would pass on his request to the appellant. On April 29, 2022, Agent Hansen was able to make contact with the appellant, but he stated he didn't know that he was in fact a Secret Service agent, didn't do anything wrong, and did not wish to speak to him. Agent Hansen further reported the appellant was clearly agitated that he had been contacting the appellant's wife, and he refused to speak with him any further. Because the appellant resided in Newington, Agent Hansen responded to the Newington Police Department and made contact with Newington Police Sergeant Derek Ivano. Agent Hansen requested that Sergeant Ivano attempt to contact the appellant to confirm Agent Hansen's identity. Sergeant Ivano was able to make contact with the appellant, and he expressed the importance of speaking with Agent Hansen regarding this investigation. The appellant then contacted Agent Hansen and became cooperative. The appellant admitted to the authoring the threatening statement, but said he was not a violent person, just a family man with a baby on the way. The appellant reported he was angry with the news and admitted to consuming alcohol and being impaired when he wrote the statement. The appellant stated he is a good man and doesn't have access to firearm, nor does he know how to use firearms. The appellant claimed that although he's been arrested in the past, he hasn't been in trouble in years and doesn't do drugs. The appellant stated he'd stop writing anything threatening. Agent Hansen conducted interviews with the appellant's wife and 2 friends, who described the appellant as harmless, gentle, with 2 of them repeating that he had no training in the use of firearms and no access to firearms. Agent Hansen completed a protective intelligence interview worksheet as part of his case file. On page 6 of this document, under the substance abuse and or use tab, a drop-down box labeled subject confirmed use of medical marijuana was checked. On May 6, 2022, the appellant was entered into the NICS index with PCA code C, entering him as a federal controlled illegal user / addict under NRI record ID 25888-44324. It should be noted that a NICS check conducted at the time of the background was negative. The Secret Service ultimately decided not to make an arrest in this case. As a result of my findings, it is my opinion that the appellant lacks the suitability required to possess a firearm. This opinion is based on his extensive criminal history, which was noted in his certificate of pardon, his sporadic use of drug and alcohol, and his own vicious words detailing graphic violence, including a reference to assassinated President Kennedy, to a U.S. sitting president. The Secret Service investigation highlighted the excuse several times that the appellant isn't a threat to the president because he doesn't know how to use firearms and doesn't have access to firearms. On May 4th, 2024, the appellant successfully completed the NRA basic pistol shooting class and received a level 1 marksmanship skill rating. So how could I, in good conscience, provide him with the right to purchase firearms when that threat was made? That's all I have.
Do you have questions?
Yes, please. Thank you, Madam Chair. Chief, just a few quick questions, please. I want to clarify about the next hit. You submitted a document from 22 that shows a next hit, but also something much more recent from July of 24 that shows no next hit. Is that correct?
Correct.
So to the best of your knowledge, there's no next hit currently?
Not right? Currently, no.
Okay, thank you. And I want to make sure that it's clear, there was no arrest made in connection with that message sent to whitehouse.gov.
That's correct. No arrest was made.
Not by the Secret Service, not by your department, right?
No, sir.
And there have been no negative incidents involving this gentleman since that that email thing, right? In 22?
No, sir. We have no contact on our record.
Okay. Thank you. And any, other than the email thing to the White House, any incidents of violence or threats in the past 15 years?
Not that has been reported to the law enforcement agency that would have been documented.
Okay, you don't know of any?
No.
Okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Questions from the board? Very sure.
Thank you. Well, I'd like to call the appellant, please. Selling board, please. How old are you?
I am 45.
45. And do you work?
Yes, I do. I work at Jarvis Products in Middletown, Connecticut.
What do you do?
I run a CNC laser cutter there. Keep the shop going with blades.
It's a manufacturing facility?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How long have you been doing this type of work?
For the last 15 years.
Okay. All at the same facility?
No, I've worked at numerous different factories that I've all ran CNC laser cutter.
Okay. So you're a CNC laser cutter guy?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm a CNC machinist.
Very good. Single, married, children?
I've been with my significant other for going on 17 years. We have two children together, a 13-year-old autistic boy that's nonverbal and a now almost 3-year-old.
Okay. So at home, it's you and her and the two kids?
Two boys, yep.
Okay. Very good. You heard some testimony from the chief about substance abuse in your past. Could you tell the board about what that was?
We'll go back to kind of where it started. In 2010, I was in a bad car accident and I broke my neck in 3 places. And that's where I started using painkillers because of my broken neck. In 2016, I had relapsed, and that was my only relapse. And I completed a detox program at Rushford and their 30-day program at Rushford, and I have not used heroin since.
Okay. So you started using heroin because you couldn't get any more pain pills?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So so essentially you're an addict in recovery?
Yes.
To this day?
I've been in recovery for over 8 years.
Okay. Since 16?
Yes.
Okay. You heard the testimony about the message to the White House. You recall that incident?
I do. It was one of my more very, very foolish moments, and I very much regret sending that message to the White House.
How did that come about? What was going on with you that day?
I had a few beers and watching the news, and I got frustrated. It was right after George Floyd had passed away, and they shouldn't have put that police officer in jail. I was very upset with just Biden's whole presidency. I feel as if he's committed treason against Americans, and I still very much regret what I said. I should have, it's not my place to speak like that to him.
So when you wrote that message, did you intend to threaten the president?
Never.
What was your intent when you wrote that message?
My intent was just hopefully to get him to stop committing treasonous acts against the people.
And do you think that if you hadn't had a couple of beers, you would have?
I probably would have sent that.
Have you ever sent a message like that to anybody before?
No.
Or since?
No. And I would never do that again.
When you think back on it, how do you feel about it?
I'm very upset with myself, and I know I shouldn't have done that.
I have nothing further.
Questions from the board?
No.
I'm sorry. Question from you.
I cannot predict future behavior. I can only assess past behavior. Obviously, with that threat being made.
Chief, do you have any questions for the appellant?
No, I don't. Okay. No, I don't. Sorry about that.
And now questions from the board.
Oh, no. For the appellant?
Yes.
I do. Tell us about your drinking now.
I have not drank since I quit drinking back in the beginning of December 4th of 24. It's only been 5 months or so, but I feel great, and I won't drink again.
It's about 3 months. Three months and a week or so?
Yeah.
When was the last time you were drunk?
Probably September of 24.
Okay. Prior to September of 24, when was the last time you were drunk? I'm trying to find out. In all of 24, is it a weekly thing, monthly thing?
Yeah, probably a bi-monthly thing. I would have a few drinks on a weekend.
Okay. What about drugs? When was the last time you used any drug, including marijuana, and even for medical reasons?
I have not smoked marijuana since I let my card go. It's been years, and I have not touched any other drugs since I completed my program at Rushford.
When you completed the program at Rushford?
Yes, sir.
And it was for heroin and opioids, right? What about alcohol? Was alcohol also included in that?
I guess so. Well, I didn't stop drinking until recently.
Well, I guess that's my point. So it really wasn't successful, at least at that time in 2016, right? Because you continued drinking?
Correct.
And did you... You said 2016 was your relapse on heroin.
Yes.
Have you relapsed since with any opioid, anything either? Are you taking any prescription meds now?
No.
If I understand correctly from the issuing authority, the email you sent and the Secret Service investigation says one of the reasons they didn't go after you is because you didn't have any training or any access to guns. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then you're asking the board to give you access to guns. And this was 3 years ago.
I just want to be able to legally protect my home and my family.
I understand. I'm just trying to make sure I understand what he said and you agree with him.
That's
all. And you do, what he said about is, do you agree with what the presentation by the issuing authority?
I agree that I was a knucklehead when I was younger. I have recently, I've completely changed my life. And
Since when? Because you said younger, and this incident with the email was 3 years ago.
Right.
So you were 42 or so, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It was a very big mistake.
Okay, I think I understand anyway. Thank you.
Other questions from the board?
I just have one.
Yes.
I'm trying to understand the nexus between the George Floyd incident and the letter to the president and how those two, how A, you look at the George Floyd incident.
Oh, I just,
and
B, I just
the
used,
no, no, I'm sorry. I'm just, I'm, and what is the, I don't understand
I just
the nexus
used that
between the two.
For the timeline.
What's the nexus?
At that
So I'm just trying to understand the nexus between the George Floyd incident, which specifically you said shouldn't have put the police officer in jail for that, was instigated that email.
What he's asking, did the George Floyd thing motivate you to write that message?
No, no. I was just using that as a timeline. Around that's the time that I sent the email, if I'm not mistaken. No, it seemed
like you drew a line between the two.
Yeah, no, there was no line. It was just an upsetting factor.
What was?
The President Biden's whole presidency.
Other questions?
I have some redirect, if there are no other. Thank you. You said you stopped drinking. Why did you stop drinking?
Because I tend to get loud.
Okay.
And I wanted to better myself for my family and just be a better person all around. And I know by not drinking that I will be a better person.
Did you do this on your own?
Yes.
With anybody?
Me and my wife. She wasn't an alcoholic or anything, but she also stopped drinking with me, just so there's no alcohol or no nothing in the house.
And have you seen a change in your relationship with your wife?
Yeah, things are going way better. I've started to work out. I've bettered myself physically. And not drinking makes me a better person for my family emotionally and in all aspects of life.
Nothing further, thank you.
Can I follow? So you're not doing AA or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Closing statement from the appellant.
Thank you. Well, obviously he did something really stupid. There's no doubt about it. And he doesn't dispute that. There was no arrest made. I think that it's safe to conclude that neither the Secret Service nor the issuing authority concluded that what he had written there was a threat. I don't mean to minimize it by, say, blowing off steam. It was just an extreme case of blowing off steam, however. In other words, nothing intended by it. It's important to note he has no other, in at least 15 years, no other violence, threats of violence, anything like that. And I understand it would be nice if he had not been drinking as recently as 3 months ago, but it's interesting, after the incident in 22, he continued to drink and there have been no other incidents, whether he was drinking or not. So he learned from this incident.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I have no ill against the appellant. My concern is the moral obligation to prevent violence and potential violence in the future. It's clear that he's really seeking no treatment for substance abuse issues. We can debate the legitimacy of the language in the email, whether that's threatening or not. I would disagree, and I would say that would be threatening statement, and I could only imagine the fallout if I were to issue him a permit and then, God forbid, something happened down the future. I wouldn't want to bring that on myself, the Newington Police Department, or the state of Connecticut. That's all I have.
So, very
cool. This is a denial by the Newington Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial was the appellant had a history of charges from approximately 1999 through 2010, all of which have subsequently been erased due to a pardon that was granted in February 2024. In 2016, there was a Middletown police report regarding a overdose in which Narcan was administered. The appellant states that he has been in recovery since 2016. On April 17th in 2022, the appellant sent a very graphic email to whitehouse.gov, which was investigated by the Secret Service. The appellant admitted to authoring the email. The Secret Service closed their case. No arrest was made. Appellant is a 45-year-old male, been employed approximately 15 years as a CNC machinist. He has two children with his significant other. They've been together 17 years. And the appellant stated he has stopped drinking, hasn't had any alcohol since December 4th, I believe, 2024.
Comments from the board? Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, as we all know, in recent years, the country has become very polarized, and feelings run very hot, very strong on both sides of the fence. And I've heard similar comments directed toward President Trump from people. Feelings are very strong on both sides of the fence. The difference I see here is that communicating this threat to the White House by email, and that causing the Secret Service to act, to investigate the thing, that's a different level. That's not conversation among friends. That's not blowing off steam, watching the television. That's directing a threat toward the sitting president, and that's going to cover my decision in this case.
Any comments from anyone?
I'd just like to, we do appreciate when the chief himself appears at the hearings. Thank you, sir.
I denied it. I figured I'd
no, but
be
we
here.
Do it. But we do appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
Time for a vote. Attorney Civetti?
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray?
Issuing authority.
Revolver Turf?
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Issuing authority.
And I vote issuing authority.
Okay. Thank you.